Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busts, and everybody else in between. Series 6 and Channel 204. The Milwaukee Bucks have tied the series. We're tied at 2. The Greek Freak and Chris Middleton are the third pair of teammates over the last 50 years to each have a 40-point game in a single NBA Finals, joining LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Magic Johnson. Some serious company right there. Devin Booker drops 42. Middleton drops 40. It's the fourth time in NBA Finals history that an opposing player scored 40 points in the same game. The last time this happened was Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson in 2001. Like I said, it's been a pretty historic run for both these teams. Like, whoever wins the championship, they're going to have a hell of a resume, because Middleton's a stud. The Greek Freak's, like, shattering. Over the last two games coming into tonight, the Greek Freak joined Shaquille O'Neal as the only player that's averaged 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 60% field goal percentage over a two-game span in the NBA Finals. That's why I'm saying, Babano, chill out with your bashing of Giannis. It sounds like we still have Cam here. Is Cam still with us?
Yeah, you wanted to. Didn't you want times for the golf? 135. So if you guys don't get your bets in by 135, you're not going to get them in. By the way, I got to tell you something that's so stupid, Marenzi. You know, you talked about the name Pigeons. So I'm watching the news right now, just about to change the channel. This is what these guys are dealing with. There's a Toronto City Hall. They're voting to see people banning pigeons. They don't like people feeding the pigeons. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
Stooge Patrol. That city sucks.
Like, you're telling me.
I hope
get
a
Cam
in
City Hall. Get Cam in City Hall.
Yeah, I'm already I'm the garbage guy. I'll do it all. Yep. But I'll tell you, feed the this is the lead story. Wow, let's not feed the pigeons. What a bunch of stooges.
Yeah, let the birds die.
Yeah,
exactly. Let the birds die, huh? Yeah. Nice people.
People have only done that with pigeons for decades and centuries. Come on, better things to talk about.
They do that with homeless people. In Atlanta, it's illegal to give money to a homeless person.
Wow.
So I'll give money to who the hell I want to get money to.
I agree, and I'll put bread in anybody's mouth I want to put bread in. Those pigeons are just hanging around doing whatever. People are lonely.
Hey, you know what?
The pigeons. Like, get back.
Yeah. They should shut up. That pisses me off now, too. Now I'm all angry about it.
Told you.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. I'm like,
leave the birds alone.
I agree. Yeah. I like birds.
All right, so... Yeah, got teeing off. First guy, all right. Guess who gets the honor? First shot. Dick Bland.
Yep, Dick Bland on the team.
Richard.
Dick Bland sounds like a small size male guy. Porn star. Like, you're not Johnny Unit, you're Dick Bland. Like, I mean, you don't even lie. Nah, I'm not that big. I'm Dick Bland.
But you know what the thing about Dick Bland is? He's a guy. He might not be like Long John Silver, but he does a lot of work, Gabe. That's the thing, right? He's one of those guys. He puts in his time. Dick Bland.
Isn't he British?
Yeah,
you got to be British with
he
that
is British.
Richard Bland.
Yes, hello. I'm Richard Bland.
Dickie Bland. Dickie B.
I love Dick B.
Andy Sullivan. Marcus Armitage. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Cam Stewart's hanging out for a couple more minutes. What else we got? Ian Cameron, the birthday boy in the house. So these are the tee off times. It's coming up, man. Like, really. It's like, you know. So
29 minutes.
Yeah. Richard Bland, Andy Sullivan, Marcus Armitage. At 1:35 a.m. Eastern Time, 1:46 a.m. Chan Kim, Justin Harding, Hawatong Lee. 1:57, Mike Lorenzo Vera, Gonzalo Fernandez Castano. What the hell? What they put these guys with?
Here's the deal. You guys got a Spanish name. I got a deal. Let all the Spaniards play together. Okay, Fernandez, Castano, Varen, Gallegos. You guys are all together. See ya.
How typecast is this? Hey, let's just put Lorenzo Vera, Gonzalo Fernandez, Castano, and Abel Gallegos together.
Actually, I will say this, though. Lorenzo Vera is actually French, even though he sounds like he's from Spain. Yeah.
Lorenzo Vera, huh? Right. 208. So where are the big guys coming? All right, 208, right. Alex Noren,
Richard 241. Yeah. Victor Hovland, Ryan Palmer, Thomas Dietrich, Paul Casey,
Brooks
Abraham
Koepka,
Anser.
303. Yeah.
That's what
Brooks
I'm saying.
Brooks Koepka, 3:03 a.m. Eastern.
So all you turkeys, like a good time to, you know, if you can make it through the night, I'm going to say right around 2:30 is when things get interesting with Bezoutenhout. After that, Hovland and Palmer and Casey and Anser, Poulter, Brooks Koepka, Kokrak and Higo. Yeah, that's good stuff, Gabe. So right
Jordan
around
the Spieth, 4:25.
Yeah, that's too Eastern. Long. I don't know if I'm going to make it to 4:25. That's the over-under.
You know what an interesting group is, actually? It's quite... Dustin Johnson, Will Zalatoris, and Justin Rose are playing together. 5:20 a.m.
Great group. Oh, I thought you were going to say the other porn star, Joe Long, with I Like My Burger Burnt, Weisberger. And, what did Dubsy call him, a drunk Darren Clark? He's like, Darren Clark, have another drink. I love Darren Clark. He's awesome.
All right, so for people, Cam, before you get out of here.
Yeah.
Who are you taking once again? Your best bets. You got
just six.
Spieth
I'll give
winning,
you six.
Jordan Spieth winning.
Yeah, I got six beers. Spieth, 18. Louis Oosthuizen, 33. Scheffler, 45. Westwood, 47. Herbert, 80. Palmer, 120. Those are my guys, Gabe.
The Scheffler's been playing some great golf. It's true. It's hard to overlook him.
Taking a shot with him.
Especially top 20 for Scheffler.
Definitely.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I'm taking Brooks Koepka, Morikawa, and Justin Rose. We'll get Babano's picks on the other side, and we'll get into the basketball with Babano Edmore. Thanks, Cam. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here. We are the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
$100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The late night anger man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Thanks to the Richard Redhead Cam Stewart for kicking it with us. So we throw it down. Oh, we were just talking about Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm telling you guys, I think he's going to struggle. I think he's going to struggle, man. He's not made for this course. You've got to keep it on the fairways here. The rough is like real rough. It's like this thick hay type stuff, and he's got a new caddy. I don't think it's going to be a good mix, and there's a reason why. Look, he's 35-1. So I'm taking Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, and Justin Rose, and I'll take those three guys top 20 as well, Babano. I'm not taking 25 guys, Babano. What do you do with all your golf guys' picks? What do? You just put a couple of bucks, small, well, you put like 10 bucks on every guy or something like that?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can't go more than that. You're gonna crush your bankroll if you go 100 bucks or 50 bucks a pop even.
You got 23 picks, yeah.
Yeah, of course. You got to keep them small and reasonable. That's exactly what I do. But, yeah, you said recap the picks. Yeah, Justin Rose, I'm with you on that. I was surprised to see the price there, 65, 70 to 1. Three top 40 finishes in his last three starts, two top 20s, you know, second in the Open in 2018, sixth in 2000. Like, he's been in contention in this tournament before. He likes this style of course. Ian Poulter, 80 to 1. I mean, trusting him to finish a tournament, especially one of this, you know, caliber on a Sunday, is the one part you're concerned about. But Ian Poulter's game is in a great place right now. He's really playing well. And to get 80 to 1 on him was good. Bezoutendout, 90 to 1. Jason Day, 90 to 1 as well. He won this back in 2009. Stuart Sink, I should say, won it in 2009. 140 to 1. He's finished in the top 30 in four of his last six Open championships. So to get a guy, and he's actually golfing pretty well recently, Sink. So 140-1 for Stuart Sink was good. Kistner, 150-1. Aaron Rye, an interesting one.
Hey, Babbano, you're getting into a lot of golfers here, Babbano, again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many guys are you? Babbano. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Who else you have here?
Aaron Rye at 250-1 was the last one. He's someone that he's had two top 20s at World Golf Championship events overseas. You know, he's had a first and third in Scotland. He's had a second in Ireland. He's a fantastic links player, in good form. He's got great statistics, scrambling, greens in regulation, driving accuracy outstanding. So they just said to get odds of that caliber, 250-1 on a guy that's in that form that likes links course, Aaron Rye. So keep an eye on him. Actually, my golf guy said he likes him to make the cut as well.
I gotta say though, Babbano, like there's only like 75 guys in the tournament and you've got like 25 of them. Like you're playing 33% of the field. You're like honestly, how many, count up the golfers you have. How many on the sheet? Okay, count them up.
Well, they're separated by units, so there's some that are
No, I don't care. How many golfers do you have there?
Count overall. Oh, let me count them up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14.
There's got to be more than 4. You gave us 14 guys only?
That's the outrights. I've got 4 for first round leader. Oh. Alex Noren, okay. Ryan
Palmer. Okay, no. So now you're up to 18. Okay.
Yep.
So
that's 18. Cabrera, Bale, and Glover. Yep, those are the 4 first-round leaders, yep. And then we got props.
Else?
Aaron Rye to make the cut. Ryan Fox to make the cut.
19, 20.
Top Swede, Alex Noren, minus 120. And top former winner
22.
Of the Open Championship, Ernie Els at 55-1.
Is that all?
That's
anything
all.
Else?
Yep.
All right. So that's 22.
Yeah, if you include first round leader and props, yes, 22.
Well, what do you mean if we include? That's, they're all plays you just gave, so we're including them. Like, if you include them. If, what do you mean, if you include them? You're giving them. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's, yeah, the battle's unbelievable. If you include them, yeah, we're including them. You just gave them to us.
22 right, overall that, bets, 14 tournament outrights. Tournament outrights, 14, and then 22 all together. If you include first round leaders and the category prop bets.
All right. Ian Cameron, this is a little bit. Hey, listen, I'm a high volume guy on Saturday college football and stuff like that.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, well, no, it's a little much here. It's just, it's hard to keep up. You're like, and this guy. So I'm keeping it simple. I'm keeping it simple for people. So, and you can't play everybody. You can if you want, but. So this is what I'm playing, and I just put it in, and really this tournament's starting in 20 minutes, and Brooks Koepka actually tees off at 3:03 Eastern time, pretty much 3 minutes after the show ends. So that's pretty cool. I'll check out some Brooks Koepka because I'm taking him to win. So I'm taking Brooks Koepka to win, Morikawa to win, Justin Rose to win, and hell, screw it, I'll throw Xander Schauffele in here to win too. So I'm taking four guys, a four pack. Koepka, Schauffele, Morikawa, Justin Rose, and I've got all four of them to be top 20. Koepka minus 130, Xander minus 115, Morikawa is plus 160, and Justin Rose plus 200 to be to top 20. Those are my picks. I think they're pretty good, Babbano. Out of those four, look, out of these four top 20s, Babbano, I think I'll hit two of them. And, yep. You know, if Morikawa and Rose are both top 20, then it's pretty nice plus money there, but... Dude, Brooks Koepka is a top 10 machine in major tournaments, guys. And he loves England. He loves the British Open and stuff. Cam brought it up earlier on Game Time Decisions. He used to play on the Euro Tour before he was big name in America. And he's got like 4 top 10 finishes in his last 4 times in these places. And he's a top 10 machine. Same with Xander Schauffele. People call the kid out for not winning majors. He's only 27 years old. Right? And you know how hard it is to be top 10 every major like this kid is all the time? And he is, but he's only 27 years old. Like Phil Mickelson told him, don't worry. I didn't win my first major until I was 33. Right? So Xander can steal one at any time. A lot of people don't think he's made for this course, but whatever. Yeah, he's just too good. So he could. So I got Koepka, Schauffele, top 20. And like I said, Schauffele's just a machine when it comes to top 20. I can get into some stats if you guys want. Morikawa, Babbano, Morikawa's a really good golfer. He's a good links player. He's a good win player. He's got a great game. He's got a good temperament. And I think the odds are pretty good for him, Morikawa. And then you and I agree with Justin Rose. We're talking about a guy that's won majors before. He's British. He's finished second in this tournament before. He played well in the last major at the Masters a couple of months ago. No reason, it wasn't the last Masters, but two majors ago. But even, you know, Rose is one of these guys, Mabana, where he doesn't care. He's been around a long time. He doesn't care about some of the other no-name tournaments. He'll care about this British Open, bro. He'll be in the mix, Justin Rose.
Yeah, he will. And it's kind of like you mentioned Koepka. Koepka cares about the majors. Koepka wants to win the majors. He practices and prepares all year for the majors. And then you see him just basically go through the motions and slough off some of these lower tournaments where he won't even... Some of the other tournaments during the year, he plays so bad he misses the cut. He's just not as geared in and locked into those tournaments. But the majors, it's a different story. So you know, win or lose with Koepka, you're going to get a focused guy that wants to put his best foot forward. And Rose, same thing.
Well, Koepka's healthier now, too. Koepka's come off of surgery. And, you know, everyone knows Koepka only cares about the majors. He's dialed in. Now, one thing, it would be remiss of us not to bring up the fact that no one talked about him, is the guy that beat John Rahm. We can talk about all these other guys. John Rahm's on another level right now. People in the golf, you know, all golfers, and, you know, basically have conceded that John Rahm's just better than everybody right now. Yet, we see this in golf. You know, a couple of...
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Years ago, Brooks Koepka was better than everybody, and then he wasn't, right? And then you are, and then you're not. Rory used to be, and then he wasn't. Spieth was, and then he wasn't. It's hard to stay on top. It's just, look, the last major, we all said, oh, how is Rahm 9-1 and everyone 17-1, and Rahm ran away with it, and won. More of a Bano on the other side, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This
you ever go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. See, Messi and Barcelona have reached an agreement on a new five-year contract. And I understand that Messi's taking a pretty big pay cut as well. Pretty big pay cut to help the team get better. And in other news, the WNBA team beat the U.S. Olympic team. And there's, I don't know if you saw that story, but Bano, Ian Cameron kick it with us. So do you see this story? So there's a story going around about the WNBA. It was called the WNBA All-Star Game, but it really wasn't the WNBA All-Star Game. So what it was some WNBA All-Stars played against the U.S. Women's Olympic team tonight. And I don't know if you saw the story, Babano, but and everyone tuning in, the Circa in Las Vegas thought it was an All-Star Game, Babano. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't realize that it was against the U.S. Olympic team. And it wasn't a WNBA All-Star Game. In other words, like, it wasn't, they were playing for real. Like, the U.S. Olympic team told, they wanted this game, and they told, like, the WNBA All-Stars, try. Like, we want to get tested, like, before to get ready for the Olympics. So it wasn't an All-Star Game. It was an exhibition game, but so they opened up the total at 251.5 points. All right, and it moved 53 points. So they got it wrong by 53 points after the fact. So basically, and the guy admits the mistake. So it was Circus Sports was the first to post the total over-under for the game. It opened at 248.5. About an hour before game tip, the total was sitting at 195.5. The 53-point movement was the largest shift that anyone in the history of a game. And it wasn't caused by any attempt or corruption by a rush of big wagers. It was a mistake by an odds maker who was short on time. On Wednesday around 7 a.m., Matt Metcalf, sportsbook director for Circus Sports in Las Vegas, saw an opportunity to be to post the first total for the WNBA All-Star Game on the betting market, he told ESPN. He had a morning meeting at 9 a.m. and still needed to get showered and dressed for work. Rushing off, Metcalf said he looked at the past over-unders and total points scored in past WNBA All-Star Games and said, and the average was about 250, so he posted a 248.5. At worst, I didn't think I'd be more than 15 points off. That's as bad as I think it could be. I didn't think it would be this worst number ever. Metcalf said he didn't know. Oh, this is crazy, Babano. Circa's a big book, right? For the odds maker to admit this, but I'll tell you why it's interesting. Metcalf said he didn't take into account the WNBA All-Stars were facing the U.S. women's team. He thought it was just an All-Star game, which was tuning up for the Olympics and expected to take the game more seriously than a traditional All-Star game. Las Vegas Aces coach Bill Laimbeer told Sports Illustrated, this is going to be different than an All-Star game. Normally, everybody's kind of goofing around. That's not what USA Basketball wants. They want it to be a competitive game. The 248.5 opening number was up for a couple of hours before the first bet came in. And it was on the over from a respected account to push the total up to 252.5. Loser! Metcalf said he believed the bet was on the over was designed to dummy up the market, attacked by used by professional bettors to mislead bookmakers. At that point, sportsbooks in the U.S. and internationally began posting over numbers similar, identical to Circa's numbers. I've been monitoring this stuff since 2004. And off the top of my head, I can't think of a bigger move than this. So they set a number, guys, at 248.5 for a game in which the total I saw closed at 197.5. Babano, word got out that, they opened it and now it's 197.5. Everybody thought they were getting a bargain at betting over 197.5. The game still went under, Babano. Right? Like, it's crazy that in the end, they made money off of this. And now, because people would wonder, why would they talk about a mistake like this? Because number one, they even said it. People were betting the over. and they lost anyways. So they said a bad number and still won, and now they get all this free press, Babano. That's the little trick of the gambling market. Why are they telling this story? What guy would readily admit, I'm an idiot and didn't know what I was doing? It's because they made money. No one's mad. His boss isn't mad. They made money off of it, and now they get free publicity.
Yeah, because people thought, yeah, the initial surge was on the 250. Well, it was 248, got bet up to 252. Then everybody plowed in on the under because they realized, hey, they made a colossal mistake. But then everybody's flocking in right before tip-off at the 197, 198, whatever it was, thinking they're getting a bargain on the over, and it was a deluge of money at that time to the over, and it still ended up falling well under that. So at the end of the day, they made out okay financially, and they get a little nice little story written about it. So nothing wrong with that.
Well, thank you, Babano, for repeating everything I just said word for word. Nothing to add.
It's great. It's great for the book. You can admit you're a moron when you're still going to make your boss money, right? That's all that matters at the end of the day.
It goes to show, though, as well, that nobody bet on it anyways. That's the whole thing. That's another thing. They didn't get. And dude, their max bet. Their max bet was $2,000. All right? So, and then they lowered it. They ended up lowering it to $500 after. So, and in the end, guys, it was 93-85, the final score. It was nowhere even close to any number. So, like, you know what I mean? So, they can talk, like the odds maker can talk about, oh, they were off by 53 points in a closing number. Dude, you were off by nearly 100 points of what the game ended up.
I was going to say, the game ended 140s, did it not? That's like 100, yeah, over 100 off what it was actually opened at.
No, I just said it was 93.85.
Yeah.
It's not 140s, Babano.
To 170s. It was a little, okay, it was a little more than that.
Yeah, a little more. You don't listen, do you, Babano? Huh? I swear to God, like, when other people talk,
I definitely wasn't watching that WNBA game. Yeah.
No, but I just said this, and then you come on, it was in the 140s. You repeat everything I said. Well, you know, I said it the other day to you, man. I got to stick to picks with you. I forget about that. I can't ask you, like, for takes or opinions and stuff. It's not a good idea. And, you know, like I said, I gotta stick to picks with you, man. It's my bad. It's my bad. It's like I got to know my guest roles.
It's also why I do betting shows and not first take type shows, yeah. Or Skip and Shannon, Undisputed, yeah. No, I don't, I don't like those.
your takes are like Skip and Shannon's. I think you're a fan of that show.
I think Skip's the idiot. Mentality's rubbing off on Shannon.
I think you're a fan of that show. All right, so Ian Cameron with us. All right, so... let's get people the updated NBA Finals numbers. I find it interesting. So Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, Game 5, pivotal Game 5. And I'm sure we'll see some stats coming up over the next couple of days. I'll talk about it. In which, you know, what I like to see, Babano, Game 5 winner of a series that's tied 2-2 in the NBA Finals. And we talked about it in the NHL, and it was 78%. I'm sure it's very similar, if not more, in the NBA. Like, you know, like, it's just, it's so big. It's so big, the next game. But I find it interesting, Babano, that Phoenix are going back home right now, and they're only 4-point favorites. It's a pretty low number, Babano. It goes to show that the odds makers are really respecting Milwaukee. And another thing is, don't tell me they're not respecting Milwaukee. Giannis is now the favorite, Babano, to win the MVP. Like, so... What, that's kind of correlated. They still have the Suns up at minus 150 to win the series, but they're only laying 4 points at home now. And Giannis on the Bucks is the heavy favorite to be the MVP. I'm telling you, there. I think there's been a shift in this series for real, Babano, and it's not just the home court stuff. I legitimately believe the Bucks are going to win the championship. You told me to settle down on Twitter, so tell me why I should settle down.
Well, first of all, Milwaukee, I don't trust them yet fully to win a big road game. I'm not talking about a road. I'm talking about a big time road game against a really good opponent.
You mean like beating Kevin Durant in Game 7 on the road when they came back against Brooklyn from Game 2 games to none?
Yeah, a depleted Brooklyn team. We've got Atlanta with Trae Young down and not play or playing less, not even close to 100% in the game six that they won in Atlanta. So I kind of, I don't know. Brooklyn, I'll give them a little credit. That was a good win. Atlanta, not so much because Trae Young was less than 100%. Phoenix played really well in the first two home games. And I'll be honest, there's some concern. First, and it starts with Chris Paul. He's got to be a whole lot better than he's been the last two games. It's been terrible. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. He's not scoring. He's turning the ball over and treating the basketball like a hand grenade. Clearly, the picking up full court defense against him, which, by the way, Mike Budenholzer's not the genius that figured that out. It was his father that stepped in and said, hey, son, we should do this now. Play Chris Paul this way. I mean, everybody's patting Mike Budenholzer on the back for a great decision to do that. It was his pops that decided to do that. He should be the head coach. Get Mike Budenholzer's father on the sideline.
Once again, yeah, stick to the pick, Babano. Remember, no tanks, Babano. Dear God. Yes, Babano. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know more. You're the same guy, Babano, that used to say Leonard Hamilton can't coach. Like, the
he
same Leonard
recruit.
Hamilton. Yeah,
no, he can't recruit.
Oh, I know. Making it to the Elite Eight all the time doesn't count either, right? Like, that doesn't, it's no good. Like, out of football school. Stick to the picks, Babano, not your takes. But go on, please.
Well, Chris Paul's got to be better. People are already saying what's wrong with Chris Paul. Is he not going to be able to bounce back? The pressure's gotten to him. But they got this in the last series against the Clippers, and he put the hammer down in game six. That's the kind of game he needs on Saturday.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us. Not very convincing, the battle, I gotta be honest. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
As long as you can remember,
your there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with Ian Cameron. Happy birthday to Bob Bano. So Babano, we hope, it's midweek, but, you'll have some beers, like you said, with your buddies once again on the weekend. CFL season's around the corner. NFL preseason is around the corner. We got a lot of stuff coming up, Babano. And, the TBT actually starts on Friday, the basketball tournament. That's going to be some crazy stuff right there. Wall-to-wall basketball, going to be all over that. But speaking of basketball, we have the updated NBA Finals numbers right now. So I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Ian Cameron kicking with us. You can follow him on Twitter, @Babano. Saturday night, Game 5. John in Chicago says that the Game 5 stat is that with the 2-2 winner of Game 5 wins 74% of the time the series after the fact. A lot of pressure on the Phoenix Suns. They have to win. It's a must win. It's more of a must win for Phoenix than it is Milwaukee on Saturday. And Phoenix are 4-point favorites, -174 money line. Milwaukee +146 money line. Total 218.5. Game stayed under the number for a second consecutive night. New updated series price: Phoenix Suns -150, Milwaukee Bucks +115. Updated MVP odds: Giannis +110, Chris Paul +170, Devin Booker +240. Chris Middleton 20-1, DeAndre Ayton 100-1, Drew Holiday 120-1. You know, Babano, we're talking about approaching this. I've already got Giannis at +220 to win the MVP. I've already got the Bucks at +220. I've got the I got Chris Paul to win the MVP. I could step up right now and take Devin Booker at +240 to win the MVP and really have my bases covered here, bro. I'll have Giannis, Paul, and Booker as MVPs, and I got two of them at plus money, right? I got Giannis at plus money, I'd get Booker at plus money, and I got Paul at -140 when I took it. It's not a bad way to approach this, Babano, for me to take this from my perspective, taking Booker at +240 now.
Well, it's funny. The hedge that I made on Phoenix, because I'm really open for a Suns future title win. I'd love it.
Did you take Giannis that I took MVP? Them on.
I did it. +425 is the price I got on that before Game 3 it was, before that. So, it was a good time to get in on that. And I feel good about it now because I believe if the Bucks win this series, there's a very good chance he's going to win the MVP. Chris Middleton, if he has another couple of games, if it goes seven and he has another couple of games like he had tonight, he might put himself back in the running again, but that's probably what it's going to take. If you like Phoenix out there, here's what I would do. If you still want to bet Phoenix to win the finals, here's what I would do. Their series price is like -150, -160 right now. Some books you can get them to win Game 5 and win the series at -115. You're going to save yourself 30-40 cents right there if you take that. A good chance that if the Suns win Game 5, they're going to win the series. But a good chance that if the Suns lose Game 5, there's a very good chance they're probably going to lose the series as well. That's a pivotal game for them Saturday. So if you like the Suns to win the title, the Suns to win the Game 5 and the series, to double, which is around -115. That's probably your best value.
That's not good math, though. It doesn't add up. You'd be better off just playing the game and betting the series as well. You'd make more money.
Better than the series price now, though, comparing it to that.
Yeah, but if they lose the game, you lose the bet. Either way, you can just hit both. You know what I'm saying? I don't think the math adds up. I don't think it's worth it like that. Like I don't think the math adds up where it's worth it. But I think personally Milwaukee are going to win again. I think Milwaukee are going to win in six. I think Milwaukee wins in six. And and that pays plus 320. See, basically, guys, everything you want to do is get plus money. Plus money, right? So, you know, I've already got the Bucks at plus 220. If the, you know, the Bucks to win in six is plus 300 right now. The Bucks to win in seven is plus 320. And as we stated, if I don't think Phoenix are going to win in six. Like, if even if Phoenix win on Saturday, they're not going to win on Tuesday in Milwaukee. They won't. It'll go seven games then. So you can almost just say, all right, if I like Phoenix, why lay minus 150? I could get Phoenix at plus 150, right? See, that's a big difference. That's a full dollar swing. Minus 150 or plus 150. It's a massive difference. And if you like the Bucks, it's probably going to happen in six. You know, you take the Bucks to win in six at plus 300. You know what I mean? Like, and you look, man, they're only getting 4 points. Like, the money line's only plus 146 on Saturday. This is a clear indication that the odds makers believe Milwaukee are really in this thing. Now, there's always that tendency, Babano and everybody, that people always remember what they saw last, right, Babano?
Yep.
Look, after the first two games in Phoenix, people said Milwaukee were dead. There's going to be a lot of Chris Paul bashing going on now for the next couple of days. It's already started. Chris Paul's going to fall apart. Chris Paul's a choker. You know, like, there's going to be a lot of that type of stuff. Phoenix have been amazing at home. This is Milwaukee's shot, guys, on Saturday. This is their shot. Like I said, if you want to win, you got to do it.
They got to win fucking on the road. Yeah, they have to.
And you know what? I'd rather, it's a hell of a lot easier to win game five on the road than game seven on the road. Like, this is the one. There's less pressure. You have a mulligan to play with. You know, like I said, guys, who, like, honestly, think about it. Who do you think there's more pressure? If you're Phoenix and you win, you still have to go back to Milwaukee, right? You're up 3-2, but you're like, all right, we got to go back to Milwaukee. And they're going to think, they'll be confident they can win, but they won't. They won't win. Like, they're going to go back to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee would win. They know if they lose. If Phoenix loses, bro, they got to go back to Milwaukee in an elimination game suddenly. And think how fast that'll feel to them, how the wheels are falling off. Like, oh my God, we were just up 2-0, and now we're going back on Tuesday here, down 3-2. And that place will be a madhouse, bro, in Milwaukee on Tuesday if the Bucks are up 3-2. I disagree with you. I think the Bucks. I think, Babano, if you haven't learned about the Bucks' mental toughness yet, you never will. Like, this team is resilient as hell. They've all been ripped. They've all been bashed. Every one of them. Giannis, Budenholzer, Chris Middleton. They've been down a million times. I think their past postseason failures helps them now that they've been here, Babano. They understand. And I think they have it in them, bro. I really do. I think they can go in and win on Saturday night on the road and really flip this, you know, flip the script here on Phoenix, and Phoenix are going to be going into an elimination game. I really believe this. But I already have Milwaukee now, Babano, and I already have Giannis. I got to tell you, there's not a lot of value in Milwaukee at plus 146 right now. They're not giving you a lot of money on the road here on Saturday.
No, I mean, you almost got to think to yourself, if I like Milwaukee, maybe take a shot they win in six, because that's probably the pathway. You know, I don't see them winning in seven. I just don't. I think if they're going to win this series, it's going to be steal game five in Phoenix, win game six back home, and wrap it up at Pfizer Forum next week. So that's why it's almost like, if you like Milwaukee, maybe you bypass the series price, go with the prop for them to win in exactly six games. You'll get at least a little more bang for your buck that way. You know, to me, the key for this Bucks is, you know what's good for the Bucks? Why I feel good is because Giannis has clearly said, I'm not shooting the ball mid-range or threes anymore. I'm attacking inside. We saw Middleton do well. The Suns, the Bucks didn't get much from Drew Holiday tonight. I thought he played a pretty poor game offensively, and they still won the game in spite of that. So if you're Milwaukee, you're feeling really good going into game five because of that. If you're the Suns, you're going to look at this game and say, we had Milwaukee on the ropes on their home floor. We're about to go up 3-1 in the series. We turn the ball over a bunch in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker gets an immense foul trouble in the fourth quarter as well. And that was a big product of our demise. And actually, we had a chance to maybe put the final nail in the coffin in the Bucks with a DeAndre Ayton dunk, but an incredible block by Giannis. If they come back and win the finals, by the way, the Bucks, that block by Giannis on DeAndre Ayton, you know, that's going to go down in lore in Milwaukee Bucks history. The three that Connaughton made when the Suns were still leading with about 4 minutes to go, that was an enormous shot.
Well,
they
all made plays.
These
moments
in that game where Phoenix could say we had a chance to really put that game away, and we didn't. So if you're looking at going into Game 5, there's reasons for Milwaukee to say, hey, we could have played better. And for Phoenix, obviously, they can say a lot in terms of what we could have done better.
All right, what's your pick,
better care of the ball.
What's
I like Phoenix. Phoenix in Game 5,
right,
absolutely.
You're a cod, bro.
Simple as that. I'm not abandoning ship on this Phoenix Suns team. I'm going to have to be proven that Milwaukee can win a game on the road in this series. They haven't shown that yet. They certainly are going to be in their best chance yet to win one based on the confidence they got from the last two games. And maybe they've got Phoenix doubting themselves. And look, if Phoenix loses Game 5, we haven't seen Phoenix face elimination yet these entire playoffs. So it's going to be new territory for them if it gets to that point.
But man, don't kick it with us. I swear, man, I don't even know sometimes who you're on, man. You're like, you're on every side of everything. Well, no, I'm on them, but I'm not all that. So I have to ask you, so who's the damn pick? So you're saying lay the 4. That's your advice to people right now. Lay the 4 points on Saturday night with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns, when they win, they cover most of the time. So, you know, obviously I would say lay the points. Go ahead and lay the 4 with them. I think it'll be a relatively competitive game. I think it'll be like Game 2, I think, where it was close most of the way and Phoenix pulled away in the final 5 minutes. But Chris Paul, I'm going to bank on him having a good game. Back home, he's going to hear about it. It's kind of like what happened in Game 4 and in Game 5 against the Clippers. He was hearing about it. What's happened to Chris Paul these last two games? And all he did was drop the hammer and finish off the Clippers in Game 6 with an incredible, 40-point game. I'm not saying he's going to get 40 points Saturday night, but I am sure, I am very confident he's going to be a whole lot better than he was the last two games. And if you're the Suns, he better be.
Well, why is everyone ripping Chris Paul so much? And, you know, DeAndre Ayton had 6 points, right?
Yeah, he's had foul trouble, too, these last two games. He was good on the boards. He had double-digit rebounds tonight, but they need his offense, too, down there.
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny. Oh, Chris Paul. Well, DeAndre Ayton had 6 points. Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul was bad. The turnover, that was the problem with Chris Paul, the turnovers.
Yeah.
But he turned the ball over 5 times, and I think, like, 3 of them were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, one pass was to right out of bounds to nobody. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. That's just not Chris Paul-like.
He got rattled. But this is what happens, man. Like, when things aren't going well, you get exposed, right? And I talked about it last week. I brought it up last week, this week. I brought it up a million times. Role players are better at home. They just are, right? So you look, like, Connington's a good example with his points here tonight. You know, Lopez had 14 this evening. But you look at Phoenix, and they're kind of naked. Like, suddenly Phoenix don't look so deep, do they? Right, so you got 42 from Booker. Chris Paul had 10 points. DeAndre Ayton had 6. We hit the prop under 11.5 with Bridges. So what, you're counting on Jay Crowder and Mikal Bridges? You're counting on Cam Johnson and Cameron Payne to, like, win you an NBA championship? Like, it's not like Phoenix have some way better team than Milwaukee do. Like, put it this way. There's 3 guys going to the Olympics in the NBA Finals as soon as the finals are over. 2 of them are on the Milwaukee Bucks. Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. Devin Booker is the only Olympian on the Phoenix Suns.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
More of a battle on the other side, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I wish we were in a barber battle right now. I'd buy a round of drinks for your birthday. The countdown is on. We're kicking it to late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So me and Bano getting into it here, NBA Finals. But Bano's sticking to his guns here, all over the place. But in the end, we got it out of him. Phoenix it is. I know you got futures on Phoenix too, right? So you don't really even have to play it, but... You're sticking to your guns with the Phoenix Suns. I like it.
Nobody can accuse me of flip-flopping. That's the key thing here. I'm sticking with the Suns.
You know what? I'm not flip-flopping either. I jumped on board. I didn't believe it was over at 2-0. I really do believe that. I don't believe in momentum because each game is its different entity. It really is. And how do you have momentum when it's spread out over 4 days? You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're playing the next day. But I do believe that my theory is, Babano, why I believe the Bucks are going to win. I think they're mentally tougher than Phoenix are. I think they're mentally tougher. I think when it gets real, like, they'll dig down deeper. I think that Jrue Holiday, you talked about him offensively, and you're right. Listen, he went 4-for-20 from the field. I can't argue that. But he's playing great ball for them. Like, he's really playing good defense. It's not a coincidence that Chris Paul's struggling, right? And Jrue Holiday's talking smack. Like, he said, I'm wearing the old man down, right? And he said, the old man's done. I'm wearing him out. And people are like, oh, don't talk smack. Don't get Paul going. Well, Holiday's in his head a bit. And I tell you, you were right, though, Babano. Like, Connington's three was big. Giannis's block was big. But, bro, there was a massive rebound that Holiday got late in that game. And he went up, man, like street ball style, like out of my way type thing. Like, it was like four guys, big bodies up there, man. Like, Giannis was there. And Holiday just, like, leaped up, man. Came down with the ball. And that ate, that took the clock, bro. Like, that ate, like, another 24 seconds. Happy birthday, Babano. We owe you a beer.
Thank you, Gabe.
And more than one in the future. Great stuff, Babano. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Gabe. Have a good night.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.